Hey, special educators, I'm Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to the Special Educators Resource Room. If you're like me, you're always looking for ways to save time and streamline your work. That's why this podcast was created, to give you the systems and solutions you need to get your time back. Tune in for tips, tricks, and tools that will help you manage your workload and make the most of your time. Whether you're brand new or experienced, all are welcome in the Special Educators Resource Room. So much for tuning in. On this podcast, I love to talk about tried and true solutions that I have found over the years. You know, my favorite topic is independent work systems. I talk a lot about task boxes, but I also talk about how to support paraprofessionals, tackle that paperwork, data collection, all those good things. And these are not things that you might see or read in a textbook, but instead you might hear from a trusted mentor. In my work as an instructional coach, working both with special educators and general educators who may be new to co-teaching, I found that the majority of the questions I was hearing and receiving had nothing to do with actually teaching, but instead had to do with everything that was going on behind the scenes. Collecting data, preparing for IEP meetings, advocating, and communicating with others. And this is perfectly fine with me. I feel like I can make a real difference here and save you time. But there's still so much to learn, and I continue to put myself in learning positions. And that brings me to the topic of this podcast. I recently had the pleasure of listening to a fantastic series. It was a podcast series. I'm going to share it with you so you can go listen also. It was all about one of my very favorite topics, task boxes. Podcast is called Autism Classroom Resources, and it's by the legendary Dr. Christine Reeve. She devoted an entire month to structured work systems, and it was a fantastic series. I actually listened to these episodes more than once because I learned so much, and I'm going to be sharing two main takeaways, but I definitely am not going to give it all away because I want you to go listen to it. All right, so here's the names of each episode. Started with January 30th. I'll put a link in the show notes. So January 30th, the first one was how to start an independent task box work system. February 6th, 5 must-haves for task box activities to teach independence. February 13th, 5 strategies you need to know to teach students how to work independently. February 20th, teaching students to work independently, 5 ways to stretch their skills. That was the best episode. I was so excited about that. And the last one was, what if your student runs out of independent work time? Also amazing. They all are. In these episodes, she also mentions a book that she wrote with Susan Cabot. So Christine Reeve and Susan Cabot wrote Building Independence, How to Create and Use Structured Work Systems. I actually purchased this book many, many years ago when I was first getting started. It's an excellent reference book. Not only does it tell you what to do, and there's tons of pictures, but it's also explaining why. How does this fit into the big picture? And that's something I also got from this podcast. I personally don't focus a lot on the why. I have internalized it. I know why I'm doing it. So I focus on the what. Let's take action. Let's get going. Let me remove obstacles for you. I do think that sometimes I go a little fast and I don't stress the why enough. And that's what I loved about these podcast episodes. It really explained why we do things the way we do. Now it's time to share my two takeaways, and they're going to sound pretty random. All right, the first one was talking about using a left-to-right orientation as we're presenting students the independent work system. Maybe they're learning the ropes. They're learning how this works. We're using a left-to-right orientation, and Dr. Christine Reeve explains why that is so important and how that is going to be transferred to future skills. I somehow missed that. I think I did use a left-to-right orientation, but it was completely by default. I did not do it intentionally. So when I heard that, I mean, it was one of those moments I thought, oh my goodness, know better, do better, right? And that certainly applies to the next thing I want to share with you. This is my biggest cringe moment. Several episodes ago, it's actually episode 51. It's called Set Up Your Task Box Systems Bare Minimum Approach. I gave 4 easy steps to getting your systems up today. It was in direct response to a survey I had given where I had asked you questions about like what was keeping you from setting up a system, or if you have a system in place, like what's the biggest trouble spots. And I directly answered those. And in my typical fashion, I went really, really fast. I narrowed it down to 4 parts. I glossed over one topic and I've been cringing ever since. It's the topic of visual schedules. So important, but I gave it like maybe a minute, maybe not even a minute in this podcast episode. Well, Dr. Christine Reeves does a much better job. And as I was listening to it, I thought, really want to go back and re-record episode 51 and give visual schedules the due diligence. So thank you so much for explaining it much better than I did. And please go listen to all these episodes. One other fun fact before I move on, I actually got to meet Dr. Reeve at a conference many, many years ago. I was fangirling. I'm sure she doesn't remember. I'm not even sure I gave my name at the time. But anyway, huge, huge fan. Now you know a little bit about my background with task boxes. I want to share how I am here to support you. So I do focus a lot on the what, and I just want to get everyone started. And that is why I created the Task Box Dollar Club. It is a teacher membership that's designed to get these systems up and rolling as fast as possible with the least amount of prep time. So Task Box Dollar Club is a membership of over 250 task boxes, you get instant access. The idea is not to go in and download 250 task boxes, but instead to be able to log in, find what you need, download it in the moment, and get it going. These are very low prep, but high quality task boxes. So don't think about endless cutting or all the Velcro sticking. These are like minutes to set up, not hours, not days. So that is what the club offers. Now, it's not just about task boxes. There's actually a whole suite of resources. There's a workshop, there's labels, there's student support visuals, and yes, there's visual schedules. Even though I don't talk about them enough, they are in there because it's important. One huge benefit to the club, besides saving you time, is that the students are going to be seeing very uniform tasks. They are all set up in a similar fashion. Same style title card, same style student visual directions. That helps our students stay focused on the task and on their independence and not trying to figure out, like, what am I supposed to be doing and how do I use these manipulatives? They are very simple, and that was very intentional. If you are tired of looking through TPT and Pinterest and Facebook groups trying to find task boxes here, there, and everywhere, the Task Box Dollar Club will be your new go-to. It's everything you need in one convenient place. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. In the show notes, I'll put a link to Autism Classroom Resources podcast. It's a terrific source of information. I will also put a link to the Task Box Dollar Club catalog. It's a Google Doc that you can open up and just check out everything that's in there. And I'll put a link to the Task Box Dollar Club with more information. Let me know if you have any questions, and I'll catch you next time in the Special Educators Resource Room. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm dying to ask, what'd you think? Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. You can find the show notes and links for everything mentioned in this episode at positivelylearningblog.com. See you next week for more special education solutions.